Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Hello, I'm Harry Wilburn. I present Steel and Wire every Wednesday, 10 a.m. Americana, bluegrass, American roots, and more. Lots more. Lots of guests, lots of local music and musicians. That's Steel and Wire, Wednesday, 10 a.m.
You're listening to fabulous Harry Wilburn on Steel and Wire.
It's time to open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you then.
If you love new music and you want to discover the best new artists out there, then tune into The Backroom with me, Paddy. I'll be playing the best of new indie, electro, EDM and punk and showcasing new Sheffield talent. Also music news, local and national gig guide and new album releases. So tune into The Backroom every Thursday night between 6 and 7pm here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Yes, get ready for Soul Plus every Saturday at 10 a.m. Soul Plus, the music that led to soul, came out of soul. Soul Plus, every Saturday, 10 a.m. Get ready. Soul Plus, every Saturday, 10 a.m.
This is Sheffield Live.
N-E-X-T.
This is Episode of Maximus from Multiverse 3. You're listening to the Glory Days Rock Show on Sheffield Live.
And that was a self-titled album from the Smiths. What difference does it make from 1984 on
Yikes. The trade? Welcome to the Christmas edition of Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM on digital if you're in South Yorkshire, or sheffieldlive.org. You can listen online there. You can also download the podcast there and listen later at your leisure. This show is about great rock music in all its different forms. A bit of controversy, starting off with the Smiths, some might say, but it's indie rock in my opinion, and a great guitar riff as well by the great Johnny Marr, of course. Got Julian Pauly live in the studio as usual. We've got RPG with us as well.
Ooh,
and we've also got Steve Roden with us as well. For those of you tuning in regularly, you'll know that Steve's got his own show, Music Box, Thursdays 10 until 12. Chris couldn't make it in today, but I'm sure he'll be listening or listening on download. We've got loads of great stuff coming up, including in the second half, Chris's Punk Band of the Month, another track from The Punishment of Luxury. We've got our undercover section. In this hour, we've got our PG's Pick of the Rocks for brand new releases, bringing us bang up to date yet again. Could they be as good as last week's, Paul?
Well, we'll see.
Well, we'll see later on, won't we? Next up, though, we've got a track from 2008.
The exciting rock and roll classics of today. This is the music of the hour, the music with a feel. We're talking, there's never been anything like it. The now sound, the no wave. You'll be hearing jazz, swing, country, religious hymns, thrill to polka party. There's Dixie, Viennese waltzes, tunes for tots, get down with romantic moods. And hey, rock and roll, they're gonna cram it down your throats.
We're all around the scene, rushing in a power to support the new age. Super on the independent, gone especially in the images of barriers, the fingers in the thing of the night. We're on the trigger of the night, and it's a call, and it's already too late to begin to say, cause I'm to you and play. 1998 activator. We're gonna open to the 1998 activator. There ain't no hiding from the 1998 activator. From the mobile and the television. Sabotage and love to give the world a show. And there ain't never any use of trying to run away. We're gonna have some fun. And all that we're gonna come and feel it good. Because the label is up. Try leaping out of your eyes. 1998 activator. We're gonna wake up to the 1998 activator. And through the mirror to the 1998 activator. Living your body now.
Feel how it feels.
the 1985 Kate Bush, Running Up That Hill, Brackett, I Deal With God from the Hounds of Love 5th album. Before that, Steve Village Live, 1988 Activator. I'm starting out with Kings of Leon, Manhattan from their 2008 album, Only By The Night, their 4th studio album.
Great stuff there. Of course, listen to Glorious Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. What do you think to it so far, you two?
Oh,
yeah, you enjoy it. Oh, that's good, isn't it? Are you going to nick any of our tracks for your show then, Steve? He's marking them up. He's got his own sheet. Yeah. That's how organised we
One
are
or two,
today.
Yeah. He'll appear in a while.
Brilliant. next up is something a little bit more lively, I think. This comes from 1999.
We'll be right back. this is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Down all over me, I'm begging you, His tone's
lovely. His tone's very nice, Paul. Yes.
Yes. That was Pete Gabriel, Red Rain, from the 1986 album. So, before that, Orange Goblin, Lunarville 7, Airlock 3. From the 1999 album Time Travelling Blues.
All good stuff, eh? Of course, it's a Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM on digital. If you're in South Yorkshire, sheffieldlive.org. Play what we like to think is great rock music in all its different forms every Monday at 1 until 3. This is technically our Christmas edition, although we've not got many Christmassy type songs in. And we will be in next Monday, as usual, on the 29th for our final show of 2025. Very interesting. We have got our PG in the house today, as it were, so we can talk about his pick of the rocks for this week for brand new releases. Bringing us bang up to date yet again, and they're for all over the place, Paul.
Ooh.
Tell us more.
Well, we've got a couple of acts from the UK and a couple from USA. So we're going to start out with somebody who we've played music from before, but not in this particular form. Jodie Langford, who was part of the big resurgence out of Hull when they were City of Culture. So she's now got together with another local band under the Warren Records. And Warren Records is the Warren Youth Project, which came out of that original thing. And this is a Hull collaboration recorded in Warren's in-house studio. And it's by their local producer, Andy Patrick. And they've played a previous track from Jodie, but not from the support, the collaboration band, which is called Wenches. So this is Jodie Langford and Wenches. And Wenches are an all-female, and they say themselves queer, punk trio. And it's from a new album project that Warren is working on with some Arts Council funding. So the track, they say, is about misogynistic men who hold women to unattainable high standards. And the track's called You've Got Mail, spelt M-A-L-E.
You
There they were, in search of a finale on the end, but it kind of just went that way, didn't it? Jody Langford there, who performs on stage a lot of the time as a spoken artist, but also gets involved in other things. That's a collaboration with a trio called Wenches, and their track that... they just that I've just forgotten what they call it. You've Got Mail.
You've Got Mail. Yeah, cracker that. I yeah. really enjoyed it. I'm sure our Chris will be loving that as well. A bit of a punk.
Good old.
Mix
well,
up, eh? We'll see. Good old Hull, that's what I say.
See what the good old US of A can give us with a band called Canning. And the track's called State of Mind. And this started out with guy Fritz Armstrong, who plays bass and vocals, and he started playing around using drums, bass and guitar to create their own sound signature. And they were inspired when they were young by the Magical Mystery Tour.
Oh!
And they were joined by Tom Miller on drums and Ricky Canning on guitar and vocals. And this is their track, State of Mind, from Canning. That was Canning and State of Mind, and it did have that feel of music from a while ago, I think.
Yeah,
from where their roots
are. Great sounds.
And we move on to London, and a duo and supports, I think they are, with the band. The band are called The Molotovs, and the track's called Rhythm of Yourself. And if you like it, then get yourself along to Hallamshire Hotel in Sheffield on the 21st of January, where they'll be performing. They got together as a three-piece in London, and Matthew and Izzy Cartledge are brother and sister, siblings in their teens, and they got together in lockdown and rehearsed playing music together after they played in several different bands in their own right. But they honed the act together in that time, so now they're back and working on an album. And they represent themselves in a mod style. And apparently they've been had a nod from the mod father. So good stuff. The Molotovs and Rhythm of Yourself.
A small man sat next to me, said he'll lock my destiny with paper. He talks about later. He said, son, I'll make you a man. All the women will understand. Get the pen back in your hand and start signing. So don't look or talk at me. I'll do something you won't foresee. I know I'll come out on top, picking jaws off the floor that you dropped, but that isn't. No. So listen to the kids. We know where it's at and is. So keep your money and your wits. So don't look or talk at me.
Sound of the Molotovs there, and the Rhythm of Yourself, and they got a nod from Paul Weller because they listened to the early stuff that came out of Paul Weller's career, and I think you can pick up a flavour of that in the track. That's three out of our four. Our final one for this week is from a band based out in Los Angeles, but it's not actually a band, it's a project. It's one of those again. So Diva Destruction is the name of the project, and it's led by a singer-songwriter, Deborah Fogarty, who formed this project in 1998. And this is a collaboration with a German industrial band called Dassig. And the Diva Destruction had several tracks out this year. And she co-headlined a wave gothic treffen in Leipzig. And they're all classically trained musicians who have industrial music in their veins.
Ooh,
as well.
I like it.
So
all.
It's Diva Destruction and All I Want.
Have it.
Oh, sound of Diva Destruction there, All I Want. And let me see, Molotovs before that with Rhythm of Yourself. Before that, we had Canning with State of Mind. And to start off your Christmas four, we had Jodie Langford and Wenches.
Brilliant.
And they were saying that, don't
I know, they were our PG's picks this week for our Christmas edition of Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. On digital, if you're in South Yorkshire, or sheffieldlive.org. Just before I forget, Rob Wellington will be in the house from 3 until 5 this afternoon, as usual. His first hour is Motown and a bit of soul in there as well. His second hour is always themed. And guess what his theme is?
Christmas songs.
Oh,
how inventive.
Come on, Rob.
Come on.
I know. Next up, well, this might be the closest we get to a Christmas song in a strange sort of way. It's from 1969.
Mm-hmm.
is Sheffield Live.
Do it.
Didn't notice me at all. And I said,